listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is a breaking story we're following this morning. Some people in Garfield County are on standby to evacuate because of growing concerns about a crack in the Panguitch Lake Dam.
KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage.
A significant break in that dam could send half of the lake into the town. Sergeant Tom Talbot tells KSL 5 crews are watching closely.
There's an upper portion of the dam that has sustained some damage from the ice.
Deputies say damage to that dam is not yet severe enough to warrant immediate evacuations, but residents are urged to check those emergency kits just in case. They've also closed access to the lake as well as a portion of SR 143. Meanwhile, the city is working to lower lake levels as the level 2 emergency continues. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Dam failures have happened in Utah before. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our team coverage.
There was a series of dam failures before the year 2000, notably the Little Deer Creek failure in 1963 and the DMAD, Trial Lake, and Quail Creek dam failures back in the 80s. Foundational problems were a common factor in some of those breaks. Now, more recently, the Lob Detention Dam failure in 2012 led to homes, businesses, and roads being damaged in Washington County. It also received a presidential disaster declaration. That dam, though, was ultimately rebuilt. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The International Olympic Committee has landed in Utah and is about to kick off a venue tour.
A special tracks train wrapped in the words, "Ready to move the world again," will carry committee members from the 2002 Olympic Cauldron at Rice-Eccles Stadium to the Delta Center today. Utah Games CEO Fraser Bullock and Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall are going to unveil a transit plan for 2034, running from Provo to Snow Basin, according to a news release from the Salt Lake City, Utah Olympic Games Committee. Through the week, committee members will be touring legacy Olympic sites from the Kearns Olympic Oval to Soldier Hollow. The tour wraps up Saturday. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Several buildings in downtown Salt Lake City overnight and even this morning were lit up with a golden hue.
That golden glow is part of our efforts to persuade members of the International Olympic Committee we're ready and able to host the 2034 Games. Salt Lake Chamber President and CEO Derek Miller says our first Olympic Games were a huge success.
It wasn't just hosting a wonderful game, but it was the only game up to that point that actually made money for the community, which allowed us to create an endowment fund that continues to this day.
He says that fund has allowed us to maintain our venues with the hope we would one day be able to host another Winter Games. If you missed last night, Miller says those buildings will be lit at night all week. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
More news involving the Olympics this morning. Track and field is set to become the first sport to introduce prize money at the Olympics. Track and field gold medalists will get $50,000 across 48 events.
And by the way, we learned this week, and I guess we've known this for a while, that the official announcement for 2034 will be made on
July 24th.
Pioneer Day.
Is that so cool?
Which is just a couple of days before the opening ceremonies for Paris's game.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll be here on the 24th.
I think so.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A new inflation report was released this morning, and consumer prices were 3.5% higher in March than they were a year ago. The cost of gas, rent, and car insurance saw some of the biggest increases.
Where you are catching a break, airfare, hotels, and used cars. And while prices are no longer climbing at the rate they were a year ago, families are spending about $200 more a month than they were a year ago. And you still have to spend about $1,000 more a month versus 3 years ago. And that's where you really feel the sticker shock, even with incomes rising over that period.
Markets for a time were down over 500, at least the Dow was. It's still down, but 342 points. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says the report will likely influence the Fed's as it weighs when and by how much to cut interest rates this year.